You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hey, hon, do you know what the best part about these break time bonus episodes are?
I don't. Tell me.
We finally get to introduce our whole team, team only one,
right on.
To our listeners. And I'll bet there are a lot of folks who don't even know that we have a team.
There is a team.
Right? Even my dad was surprised when I told him about the village it takes to put out our podcast.
It certainly takes a village. And introducing our team to our listeners is great. But I think the best thing about this break time bonus is that our team picked their all-time favorite episodes. They got on the mic and they introduced them personally.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear what they picked. Wait, what? You already know?
Well, I had to produce the intros.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> All right, so tell me who picked what.
Honey, you'll have to wait and see just like everybody else.
Oh, man. All right, so I guess enjoy the show.
Hey, I also want to remind all of you guys to check out Laura's TEDx talk. It just came out with TEDx. The link is in our show notes. It's called Confessions from the Only One in the Room.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Congrats, honey.
Thanks. And you produced that too, by
I
the
did,
way.
I did, didn't I?
Yes, uh-huh. You did. All right. So now here's one of our favorite team members with their favorite episode.
Please enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Mary Alzamar, better known as Mary Therese. I'm the marketing communications manager for The Only One in the Room. I focus on the podcast's weekly newsletter. I love being creative and creating media that is not only pleasing to look at, but also interactive. My pick of the month is Dr. Debbie Silber, the only one talking about post-betrayal syndrome. I love this episode because I think it's important for people to understand post-betrayal syndrome, the trauma and the emotions connected to these feelings. It's not just as easy as quote-unquote letting it go. I'm also a huge fan of her book, The Unshakable Woman. Thanks for supporting the podcast, and I hope you love this episode as much as I do.
Hi, I'm Debbie Silber, and I'm the only one in the room talking about post-betrayal syndrome. Betrayal really is the breaking of a spoken or unspoken rule. Every relationship has them. The more we trust and the more we depend on someone, the deeper the betrayal. Because it feels so intentional, we take it so personally. So the entire self is shattered. Rejection, abandonment, belonging, confidence, worthiness, trust, shattered, and all have to be rebuilt. You're rebuilding your life. But you're also rebuilding the self. So I coined a new term, post-betrayal transformation. That's the complete and total rebuild of your life and yourself after an experience with betrayal. You are a very different person.
I'm probably one of the few people I know who still looks forward to my Sunday newspaper, not a digital copy that I read on my phone, but the real finger-staining, loud crinkling, section-by-section newspaper. The Sunday paper for me is a treat to be enjoyed while lounging in bed and sipping hot lemon water. So one day when we were going through all of the Only One stories that are being submitted to us, thank you for those, by the way. We love reading them. It was Scott's idea to record and release a few of them occasionally, but always on Sundays, and call them our Sunday edition. And because they're only 30 minutes long, our hope is that you can enjoy them while sipping your morning beverage. going for a walk, or even just enjoying a lazy Sunday at home. Please enjoy today's Sunday edition and be sure to listen every Tuesday when we drop another brand new episode of The Only One in the Room.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We are here with Dr. Debbie Silber. So excited to have you.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. This is something that I really want to talk about and learn more about. So I'm excited. But I just want to ask you before we start, tell me about the last movie that made you cry.
Everything makes me cry. Really, I'm a highly sensitive empath. That's like, what movie doesn't make me cry? You know, that's really my answer. I don't even know the last movie I've seen, but I'm sure I cried many times.
Many times. Yeah. And it's also like people aren't going out to see movies the same way that they used to, even though we're starting to again now. So that's kind of exciting. But so you're a crier.
I'm a crier. And you know what, though? I'm a happy crier. I cry more about happy things. Like when someone realizes their potential or overcomes, you know, the odds, that kind of thing. That's really what gets me.
Beautiful. You cry at births and weddings and all that. All the time.
I cry, seriously, when I'm traveling. When I see a family reuniting in the airport, I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah. That's the best, though.
Happy cry. Every day.
Thank you for that. I am Laura Cathcart Robbins. This is The Only One in the Room, but I'm never the only one in this room because, as usual, my boyfriend, producer, and co-host, Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, is here as well.
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey. So today, again, we are talking to Dr. Debbie Silber. She is the founder of PBT, that's Post Betrayal Transformation Institute, and is a holistic psychologist, health, mindset, and personal development expert, the author of Trust Again, and is a two-time number one international best-selling author of The Unshakable Woman and From Hardened to Healed, The Effortless Path to Resistance, Get Unstuck and Create a Life You Love. Her podcast, From Betrayal to Breakthrough, is also globally ranked within the top 1.5% of podcasts. That's so great. In her recent PhD study on how we experience betrayal, made three groundbreaking discoveries that changes how long it takes to heal. In addition to being on Fox, CBS, Dr. Oz, TEDx twice, and more, she is an award-winning speaker and coach dedicated to helping people move past their betrayals, as well as any other blocks preventing them from health, work, relationships, confidence, and the happiness they want most. So again, welcome, Debbie. You are Dr. Debbie. I'm just going to call you Debbie for the interview portion of the podcast. Yes, thank you. I always start by asking, how do you identify?
This is what's really interesting. My oldest is gay, and she's teaching me all about the she, her, him, they, everything. I'm just me. Can I just be me?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually get that answer more often than I expected. A lot of people are just like, I'm just who I am, or I'm just me, like you said. So I just want to start off by talking. I loved our chat that you and I did, just the two of us, kind of sorting through this and talking about what we were going to discuss during the interview. But can you tell me about different types of betrayal?
Well, first of all, you know, of course, no one studies betrayal just because they like the topic. You study because you have to, and happy to get into my story. But betrayal really is the breaking of a spoken or unspoken rule. Every relationship has them. Think about it. We even had an agreement. I was going to show up today. We were going to have a conversation. If I didn't, that would have betrayed. I would have betrayed you. You wouldn't have been brokenhearted, but it would have been a betrayal nonetheless. The way it works is, the more we trust and the more we depend on someone, the deeper the betrayal. So let's say a child who's completely dependent on their parent, that's going to have a different impact than, let's say, your best friend sharing your secret. Still a betrayal, different level of cleanup.
Right. So, and I want to talk about both those things, parents betraying their children, children betraying their parents, friends, et cetera. So when we talked, when you and I talked, you mentioned healing from two types of betrayal, family betrayal and infidelity. So I just want to start first with what we can talk about, or what you can tell us about the family betrayal.
It's such a shock, because when you're betrayed by your family, think about it. This is the person, these are the people who, you know, say, when the world is crazy, like I got you. So when this is the person, these are the people, to just shatter that idea and belief, it's traumatizing. And that's exactly what happened to me. I mean, this is since early childhood, but I'll tell you, there was, I think maybe what saved me truly. And it's taken years to heal. But what saved me was I remember being a little kid and thinking, what if it's not me? And I'm not kidding. That was the most terrifying thought I could think, so much so that I remember exactly where I was when I thought it. But there was something about it. And I was like, what if you keep thinking that? And I was a little kid. And then that turned into, I don't think it's me. Again, so scary. I remember exactly where I was. And I just kind of kept watering that seed. And then it turned into, I think it's them. Again, like separating myself a little bit from it, seeing it a little bit differently, still terrifying. And then I remember the day where I was like, it's them. And again, scary, but freeing, because right. Then there was all that healing, but at least I knew it's not me. But we think just because these big people are telling us something, we're supposed to believe it. It's supposed to be true. No, it's not.
Yeah. So you're talking about like parental figures, adults in your family.
Yeah.
And then you were a little kid. You said you remember exactly where you were. Where were you?
I was by a tree. I remember the tree. I remember that tree. And that's how shocking this all was for me. And throughout the years, I mean, it just didn't stop. There was so much mental and emotional abuse. It was just like, I should be absolutely crazy. And it's taken a lot to really heal from that. But then what happens is we can spot an unhealed betrayal a mile away. And one way is in a repeat betrayal. So while I thought I did the work to heal, a few years later, it happened again. And this is now, I'm in adulthood now. And this time it was my husband. And I got him out of the house and I looked at the two experiences and I thought, well, what's similar to these two? Of course, me, but what else? And I just want to make sure everyone knows, I'm not suggesting at all that betrayals are your fault. They're not, but they are your opportunity. Because I looked at the two experiences and realized boundaries are always getting crossed. I never took my own needs seriously. And I really subscribe to that belief of if nothing changes, nothing changes. So here I was, I looked, I was like, okay, I have 4 kids, 6 dogs, a thriving business. I'm going back for a PhD. I mean, I didn't know how I was going to manage the time, how I was going to pay for it, but I was determined. And it was in transpersonal psychology, the psychology of transformation and human potential, because I was changing so much, I didn't understand it. He was too, on his own, wasn't ready to look at that. And then it was time to do a study. So I studied betrayal. What holds us back? What helps us heal? And what happens to us physically, mentally, and emotionally when the people closest to us lie, cheat, and deceive? That study led to 3 groundbreaking discoveries, which changed my health, my work, my family, my life.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Thank you for all that. I want to go back for a minute to family betrayal. This is another thing that you and I talked about, was that I have a couple of women that I love in my life who both were betrayed by their maternal figures. And one is really desperate to reclaim that relationship and the other is done. Just separating out from the betrayal with your husband, because I wanted to talk about that as well. But was there anything in particular you did to rebuild yourself specifically regarding the family betrayal?
Just to sort of close the loop on both of those betrayals, and I'll definitely answer your question. You know, we know that rebuilding is always a choice, whether you rebuild yourself and move along. And that's what I did with my family. It wasn't an option to heal with them. Or if the situation lends itself, if you're willing, if you want to, you rebuild something entirely. I'm talking from the ground up new with the person who hurt you. That's what I did with my husband. So not long ago, as to totally transform people, we married each other again, like new rings, new vows, new dress, our 4 kids is our bridal party. Now, here's the thing though, you have to know if it's safe and in your best interest to heal and rebuild with someone or not. And one thing we do is we teach, it's called the window of willingness. I'm happy to share that if that would serve, because it makes it so clear if healing and rebuilding with that person is possible or if it's just in your best interest, just to heal and walk away. Would you like me to share that?
Sure.
Okay. So if you imagine, and this is based on a communications model, and I just took it like to the next level. So if you imagine a window, the window being the widest open, which means you have the most potential of healing and rebuilding with this person, 2, where the window is sealed shut. Okay. And everybody watching, listening, just try to imagine, picture that person you want to heal and rebuild with, or you're curious if you can, you will know so clearly. The widest open. The window is the widest open, greatest possibility to heal and rebuild. And it sounds something like this. I am so sorry for what I did. I can't imagine the pain I caused you. What in the world can I do to make it up to you? There's remorse, apology, regret, restitution, right? Mm-hmm. Now, with a betrayal, it takes more than that, but you're off to a good start. Yeah. That person is taking complete and total ownership. You know, they're not denying it, making excuses, nothing. They are saying, yes, I did this. What in the world was I thinking? And what can I do to make it up to you? You can feel the window closing with level two. And you know it's coming when you hear the word because. Well, I did it because, blah, blah, blah. I said it because. Blah, blah. No, you still may be willing to listen, but you could tell it doesn't feel nearly as good as that level one.
Yeah.
Right? That complete and total, yes, I did that. That was wrong. Feel the window closing even more with level three. And you know it's coming when you hear the word you. Well, I did it because you. Da, da, da. I said it because you. Da, da, da. You're being blamed. I call this the two-sided slap. So here, you know, something was done to you. That's a slap on one side. And now you're being blamed for it. That's the slap on the other. Level three is very close cousins with level four. And you know it's coming when there's this absolute, the window is totally sealed shut, complete and total denial. Zero responsibility. I don't know what you're talking about. You are crazy.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So when you're working with a level one, level two, you have something to work with if you want to. You don't have to, but if you want to. When you're working with a level three or level four, you have nothing to work with. At this point in their level, current level of consciousness, they're not willing or able.
Yeah.
Does that make it clear?
Well, you know, you just described each situation. One is a level two, probably. Mm-hmm. And the other is definitely a level four.
Yeah.
It's sealed and shut, just like you said.
You have nothing to work with here.
No admission of fault. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you heal yourself and you move along. You never know what's going to happen later on in life. But at this point where they are, you're not working with anything.
Right. Wow.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I was going to take you back to the point where you remarried your husband, because I just think that's such a wonderful triumphant end to the story. But I want to talk about what it was like, what the infidelity was like, not the details of that, but the gaslighting, the feeling crazy. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We have a lot of people within the PPT Institute that they get a lot of gaslighting and they're made to feel that they're crazy. That was more my family experience. With my husband, it was just the shock, the blindsided, completely out of the blue, unknown, devastating. But I think he transformed to the level that he did because he was actually the one to tell our kids.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
If anything is going to have you wake up and realize, what matters. You know, it's your four teenagers are looking at you like, you did what to mom? And I think that realization of losing all of us was the biggest wake-up call for him. And here's the thing, betrayal will show you who someone truly is, or it can also wake them up to who they temporarily became. So that was the biggest wake-up call for him. He lost all of us. So he had to, he didn't have to, but if he wanted us back in his life, it was going to take absolute massive effort and change.
Right. How long of a period between the time that you split up and the time that you got back together? How many?
It wasn't a terribly long time. And I think the reason why it wasn't so long was because of the shock and transformation on his end and on my end, diving into a study about betrayal and being my own case study, trying on all these things and healing and transforming to the level that I did was probably the reason why it was such an accelerated path. Just because I was purely doing the work that the study was proving works. So I was like my own guinea pig. And I was just like, I learned this, implemented, learned, implemented. It was nothing more than that.
Mm. Was there a spiritual counselor somewhere in the story who talked to you about getting help?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. Spirituality played a huge role in everybody. That was, in fact, one of the discoveries. And it wasn't necessarily what we saw was there was a real strong move towards spirituality, whether it was the spiritual side of your religion, or some people just abandoned religion completely because they felt it wasn't, their religion wasn't supporting them, or people weren't spiritual at all and they became spiritual. And I was really curious about that. And it really was for two reasons. One, trust is completely and totally shattered. So you don't trust the person who betrayed you. You don't trust yourself. You venture like, well, at least I could trust in something other than me. So there was this real move towards spirituality. And you have this need to feel connected to something because you feel like you're crazy. So that was a really important piece. And it was the same with me. I had been spiritual like over the last, you know, 10 years during that time. But still, your worldview is so shattered that you need to just hear something from something, someone that makes some kind of sense. So to me, oh, somebody who has sort of a direct line, let's just go there. And I actually met with this spiritual counselor. She's become a dear friend. And I remember the first time, and this is going to sound crazy to a lot of people, but you know, it's where I live. I remember walking in the first time and before I even sat down, she just started laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing about? She said, oh my gosh, how you two planned this. I'm like, what did you just say? She goes, you planned this. Don't you understand? He needed something so catastrophic to crash and burn so he could be the husband, father, friend he's supposed to be. You needed something so big so you can heal and teach from this deep place of knowing. You're going to have an institute. You're going to have books on betrayal. You're going to have this huge following on this topic of betrayal. And I'm like, you're crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So when in time was that? How long ago was that?
That was soon after the betrayal. We're talking 2015. And I thought it was crazy, but there was something about it. I was like, what if that's true? And now you have to understand how betrayal is hard for anybody. But here, first of all, I'm a highly sensitive empath. So everything hits me 10 times harder. And not even that, integrity is my highest value. So this couldn't be more wrong on every single level of my being. There Yes. wasn't a cell of me that was okay with this. So for me to actually rebuild something new with him, I've been in the ICU for 11 days. I've lost loved ones. Nothing for me was as hard as that.
Mm. Wow. I understand that. I completely understand that. And I think a lot of people, I mean, I know a lot of people do. I know a lot of people do because you are an international best-selling author. You've written books on this. I love your TED Talks. You're speaking to people where they live. It's one of those things where it's a really equal opportunity offender. It doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, your socioeconomic class. Betrayal exists on every level between people. And I guess if it was somebody that you expected, it wouldn't be such a betrayal, right?
It hurts the most because think about it. This was the person we gave our love, our trust,
yeah.
our sense of safety and security was with that person.
Right.
And
right.
that was really one of the discoveries why betrayal is so different of a crisis. You know, like I said, I had been through death of a loved one and disease. And I was like, no, betrayal feels different. But I didn't want to assume it was the same for everybody, because originally I was studying betrayal and post-traumatic growth. And post-traumatic growth is like an upside of trauma, how any trauma, death of a loved one, disease, natural disaster, leaves you with a new awareness, insight, perspective that you didn't have. And I was like, yeah, you know, you have this different perspective, but it's different. So I asked all my study participants, and I said, if you've been through other crises, you know, besides betrayal, does it feel different for you? Every single participant said, oh my gosh, it's so different. And here's why. Because it feels so intentional, we take it so personally. So the entire self is shattered. Rejection, abandonment, belonging, confidence, worthiness, trust, shattered, and all have to be rebuilt. So it didn't quite qualify as post-traumatic growth. It's like, yeah, it's post-traumatic growth, but you're rebuilding your life. But you were also rebuilding the self. So I coined a new term, post-betrayal transformation. That's the complete and total rebuild of your life and yourself after an experience with betrayal. You are a very different person.
Yes, you are. I think that you said something really important there too. It was like not just something that happened, but something that happened to you. I think for me, I can, as disruptive as things like disease and death, and accidents, those types of things can be, it's easier to look at it kind of from a holistic view and not take it as personally. This accident didn't happen to me. The accident happened and I was there.
Right.
But with betrayal, you know, especially I think with infidelity and possibly family betrayal as well, but I think that it'd be really hard for me to separate that this wasn't done to me, you know, because I was cheated on. Right? It wasn't like he cheated. He cheated me.
Yeah. It's very true. And here's the thing. If you have to say it 100 million times, it's worth it. Even though it happened to you, it's not about you. Mm. It's really not. Because think about it. One person chooses alcohol. One person chooses drugs. One person chooses shopping, you know, some way to numb, avoid, distract. Another person chooses another person. So, listen, people betray for so many reasons, but that's a really big one. There's a hole, there's a lack, there's an emptiness. And instead of, you know, filling that void, they just look externally to fill something internal. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster right there, whatever your vice is.
Right. So this is a little bit off topic, but I'm just curious about your opinion. Monogamy. There are open marriages now. I can't remember the names of them, but
polyamorous.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you think that open marriages and polyamorous relationships lessen the ability for people to feel betrayed? And do you think that monogamy kind of raises that?
That may be the intention or the idea behind it, but when you get the heart involved, I don't know. I'm old school. I actually had an amazing guest on my show who was talking about that. I imagine if you're going into something knowing that that's the design of the relationship, you know, and if everybody's in mutual agreement there, then maybe there's just a different understanding. So it wouldn't seem as a betrayal. It wouldn't feel like a betrayal, but personally, that's not how I can live.
I think you and I are of the same school.
But if that's someone's choice and it works, it lives, yeah. As long as everyone's happy and in agreement, I think, you know, go for it, whatever makes you happy.
Well, I'm always curious, you know, and I root for love no matter what, whatever it looks like. I'm so happy if people found each other and love each other, however it is that they love each other. But for me, I know that that wouldn't work because of my heart, just like you said. I am a serial monogamist. That's me. Fortunately, Scotty is as well. So that has worked out for both of us.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, it may have been one of those things that attracted you to one another or whatever. I mean, I'm looking at it. I've been with my husband since 1984.
Wow.
So we're like five different people since we got together. But the relationship we have now is worth it. We're having so much fun. It's like all the good stuff without all the bad stuff.
Amazing.
And our family is just totally rebuilt. And our kids, they're like all four best friends, you know, because it's like they've been through war together.
Yes. It's a bonding experience. Last thing here, you talked about rebuilding yourself and then rebuilding the relationship. Can you rebuild your relationship at the same time that you rebuild yourself, or do you need to do yourself first?
You have to do yourself completely and solely for the idea of rebuilding yourself without having nothing, no idea of what's going to show up. And I know that sounds really hard, but the study even showed there were three groups in the study who did not heal. And, you know, one of them was they just refused to accept their betrayal. They had their story. They were sticking with it. The second, they were numbing, avoiding, distracting. They ran to the doctor who put them on a mood stabilizer or an anti-anxiety medication. They started emotionally eating, drinking, whatever. And the third group, this was the group where the betrayer had very little consequences. So whether it was out of financial fear, not wanting to break up a family, religious mm-hmm. reasons was a big one. They just tried to like patch it up, turn the other cheek, make it go away. I saw two things with this group. The first was a further deterioration of the relationship. The second was this group was the most physically ill. Your broken heart can't take that. But what happens is people are so afraid of that complete and utter death and destruction of the old. That's the only way you birth the new. And if you're so committed to, okay, you betrayed me, but I'm just going to make it work again with us at whatever cost. What happens is you sabotage your healing. I see this all the time. It is the best time. Can you see my hands?
Yeah.
To just improve physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. But if we're so committed to the person here, you know, we're heartbroken, we're devastated, whether we just want this person or just a new relationship right now, the only thing we can ever get is more of this. And if we're doing the work to heal, but we're so committed to this person, what happens is we wind up sabotaging ourselves because we don't want to outgrow them. So we keep doing this, but we like it here. So then what happens is we start getting frustrated and we're like, why can't they do this? Well, because they're not ready. So what we get eventually is we get this, right? Mm-hmm. This person's like, ooh, you know, what happened to you? And this person's like, what happened to you? So the idea is you do this without any intention of knowing what's going to show up. This right. person may say, I better step up my game to meet the strength of this person. They do this, right? Or you go your own way, or at the very least, this will show up. It can't not show up because that's who you are. So like in my scenario, that was the deal breaker. So I was doing this on his own. He was doing this and we met up again over here.
Right.
That makes sense.
Oh yeah. That makes complete sense. Thank you for that. And for people who were just listening, she was raising one hand to about eyebrow level while the other one was around heart level and measuring. The one that was around her eyebrow level was her. And the other one was going up and down.
Right.
Debbie, this has been so good. Thank you so much for this. And tell me where people can find you.
You know, I think everybody should find out what stage they're in the five stages from betrayal to breakthrough. They could just find that at healedorhardenedquiz.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. Take a quiz. It'll be in our show notes. So just click on it. And then you will be able to enter this world and get this help from someone who not only studied it, but also lived it, which is so important. It would not have been the same interview if you hadn't lived through this and you were just talking about it from having just studied it, you know, from an academic perspective. This is so much richer because of your experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, that was a great episode, honey. And guess what?
What?
We've got a bunch of new Patreons this month.
Yay!
Yeah, I especially want to shout out Steve, Eden, Lori, and Peter.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to all of our new members. And thank you to the ones who keep sticking around. We really appreciate you all.
Yes, we do. And hon, can you tell us exactly how folks can join our Patreon?
Okay, basically, the easiest way is to go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
And there on our website, there's a link in the show notes of this episode. That'll make it easy. And then you just follow instructions, simple instructions. Also, there's a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all this exclusive content, special opportunities, and the best part, your monthly fee allows us to keep bringing you all of these incredible stories like the one you just heard.
That's facts. And we really hope you're enjoying the monthly storytelling video series and the Zoom hangs. So come hang with us. Monthly membership starts at just $5 per month. That's not per day. That's per month.
Honey, the Zoom hangs are my favorite.
Yeah.
So by the way, which Patreons are we shouting out today?
Ooh, okay. So first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Hey,
what?
Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. Mercedes is a licensed trauma therapist. She's a certified EMDR therapist as well. That means that Mercedes has had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. Wow, that's a mouthful, right?
It is a mouthful.
Yeah. And she's doing something really special, though. It's called EMDR Intensives. And for those of you who don't know, EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. So simply, you stimulate both sides of the brain, and it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories. So all the clinical stuff aside, I actually did EMDR when I was dealing with some childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I was stunned by the results. This is something that everyone can benefit from. Because maybe like me, you've experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your childhood or your life, a car accident, work-related events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas or traumatic medical procedures. Or maybe you have a severe injury or childhood bullying or military combat, emotional abuse.
So if you've experienced any of those things, but like so many people, you're just too busy to do traditional EMDR, then this individualized concierge curated program is for you. The intensives range from a half day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy. Mm. Also, there's no need to talk extensively about those disturbing experiences that Laura mentioned. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and like I always say, why wouldn't you?
Who doesn't?
EMDR intensives are the way to go. So click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, located in Woodland Hills, California. And as an exclusive offer only to our Only One listeners, you will get 10% off your first session. So see the show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
So, honey, what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
Right. So, Ellen Scanlon, right? We love Ellen.
Yes. One of our favorite previous guests has the How to Do the Pot podcast, and it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Over the summer, they released a new sleep series, 101 series. Mm-hmm. And in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
Mm, that's the thing, right? You don't want to wake up with that weed hangover. You know, Lindsay listens to their sleep series regularly, and she took notes. She swears by it.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's been sleeping. So on regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week, you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
So smart.
Right? How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. Mm. Check out How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Cute Booty.
Right on. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly's garage, Kelly Nishimoto.
Kelly Nishimoto. We love her.
We do. In 2004, mm-hmm. she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, especially the booty.
The booty. Yeah.
but they were still needed to be polished enough to wear out and about. Her mm-hmm. signature, her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women and for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. Go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And honey, what do people always say when you wear those leggings?
I'm wearing them right now and they say, cute booty. Oh, and so now it's Kathleen Hahn, hon.
I know. She is the super fan category.
Hi, Kathleen.
Yep. Kathleen is basically just supporting us because she loves the content.
Bless her.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to Kathleen about once a week, and we always talk about an episode, and it's so wonderful to have Kathleen supporting us.
You know, we appreciate all our Patreons, everybody who's supporting the podcast. It really allows us to bring you these episodes, but Kathleen is the OG fan, and yep. we have to do a special shout out for her.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.